Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 25th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Risk of heart failure hospitalization for GLP-1 receptor agonists versus DPP-4 inhibitors or SGLT2 inhibitors in patients with type 2 diabetes, a target trial emulation. Novel treatments are needed for the primary and secondary prevention of heart failure in patients with type 2 diabetes. Conflicting trial evidence exists regarding whether glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists reduce the risk of hospitalization for heart failure in this broad population. It is unclear whether this is a class effect or varies by specific agent, and their comparative effectiveness against sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors remains to be fully understood. This highlights a critical knowledge gap in guiding therapeutic choices for this patient group. Article number 2. Uncontrolled donation after circulatory death lung transplantation program. Clinical outcomes and perspectives for implementation. Lung transplantation remains limited by the scarcity of suitable donor organs, making uncontrolled donation after circulatory death a promising yet underutilized source. One center's prospective experience demonstrated a specific approach to uncontrolled donation after circulatory death lung transplantation. This involved assessing all lung referrals, preserving lungs via open lung ventilation without in situ cooling, and subsequently evaluating them with ex vivo lung perfusion. This methodology establishes a comprehensive framework for addressing donor organ scarcity and expanding lung transplantation opportunities. Article number 3. Cardiopulmonary exercise test criteria for heart transplantation referral of patients with ambulatory heart failure in the current era. Current guidelines recommend evaluating patients with ambulatory heart failure for heart transplantation if their peak oxygen consumption is less than 12 milliliters per kilogram per minute. These recommendations are based on decades-old data, indicating a need for contemporary reevaluation. A large retrospective analysis of 8,060 patients with ambulatory heart failure with cardiopulmonary exercise testing data was conducted to address this. The primary analysis specifically focused on 1218 patients with left ventricular ejection fraction less than 40% and peak oxygen consumption less than 12 milliliters per kilogram per minute. Article number 4. Comparative evaluation of biological and mechanical prostheses for aortic valve replacement in a middle-aged population, a population-based cohort study. Current guidelines for aortic valve replacement lack consensus regarding prosthesis selection for middle-aged patients. A population-based cohort study specifically compared long-term outcomes following aortic valve replacement with mechanical versus biological prostheses among middle-aged patients in an Asian population. The study included patients aged 45 to 64 years who underwent aortic valve replacement across 46 hospitals between 2006 and 2021. This investigation utilized Taiwan's National Claims Database to provide crucial data for informing prosthesis selection decisions. Article number 5. Impact of air pollution and multimorbidity on the risk of incident atrial fibrillation. Emerging evidence suggests associations between air pollution, multimorbidity, and atrial fibrillation, though their precise interplay remains unclear. A prospective cohort study of 480,344 individuals from the UK Biobank evaluated these complex relationships. The study quantified various air pollutants, including particulate matter with diameters less than or equal to 2.5 micrometers and 10 micrometers, along with nitrogen oxides and nitrogen dioxide. This extensive analysis provides a foundation for understanding the combined impact of environmental factors and coexisting conditions on incident atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.